go. This is not your usual Frequent Miler on the Air episode.
This is a standalone segment we're calling Coffee Break.
Each Coffee Break segment will cover a single topic related to miles and points.
And each Coffee Break is limited to 20 minutes or your money back. Enjoy.
Hey, how's it going, Steven?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listeners at home probably noticed that this is not Greg and Nick. This is Steven and Carrie. Steven, can you explain what you do for Frequent Miler?
I'm a part-time rider on Frequent Miler. So like I tend to post about quick deals and take air last chance deals and occasionally do some of the longer posts as well.
Awesome. I'm sure readers of the blog recognize your name. And I'm Carrie. I'm the creative director, so I do a whole smattering of various things. Greg and Nick are both traveling, so it's up to Steven and I to give you your coffee break today. So I wanted to introduce the coffee break topic by first explaining that we also have a segment that you may have seen before called Ask Us Anything Live. If you're not familiar, that also shows up in our podcast. And once a month, we invite people to join us on YouTube Live and ask us questions. This coffee break episode comes from a creative question we got from someone that's particularly well-suited for Steven. They asked, if you could live anywhere in the U.S. or the world, for that matter, based solely on points and miles opportunities, where would you live? So you already know Steven writes for Frequent Miler. What you don't know yet is that he has been on a long 50-state road trip.
So, yeah, we set off on the 50-state road trip on January 1st, 2018, and it was meant to be a five-year road trip. But then COVID and other international travel and stuff like that has meant that we've extended it to 7 years. That means that we're due to be finishing the road trip at the end of this year, and we're going to finish it off in Hawaii. And then after that, we're just looking for somewhere to settle down for like 1 to 3 years, maybe a little bit longer. We'll kind of see how that goes, just because we're kind of tired of moving every single week.
Sure, after 7 years.
It gets old after a while, so.
Yeah. So after 7 years being a nomad, you are looking for a place to live. This person wonders where you might live based on points and miles. And we discovered in that episode of Ask Us Anything that you actually have a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So can you tell me?
It's not a very developed spreadsheet. So basically I'd set up a spreadsheet with all the possible cities that we were thinking of. And I started filling it out for one or two cities in terms of the pros and cons of each destination. But then my wife and I just kind of like sat down and kind of like really hashed out what are the main places that we're thinking of looking at. And so we kind of discounted about 2/3 of them. And so we've been left with 5 either cities or general locations that we're mainly looking at now.
Perfect. So of those, we would like to know, so where comes to the top of the list based on points and miles, efforts, endeavors?
Okay. So it kind of depends on what aspect of it you're looking at. So there's kind of two sides to this. There's one side of it where where's the best place to live if you're looking to earn a whole bunch of points and miles. The other is where's the best place to live when you want to actually redeem them. So if you're like me and you're into gift card reselling, then there's kind of like 2 or 3 places that I found in the country that seem to be kind of like ideally optimized for that kind of benefit. And if you're not familiar with what gift card reselling is, there's a few different ways to go about it. But as an example, let's say your local grocery store is selling a $100 Lowe's gift card and they've got a coupon for $20 off. And so you can buy it for $80. You might be able to resell that for, say, $85. So you make $5 profit plus you pay for that gift card with a card that owns more grocery stores. So you earn the bonus points for that. So $5 isn't a huge amount. And so people might think like, what's the point of doing that? But if you can scale it and then buy many, many hundreds or thousands of dollars worth of gift cards, then you can make some potentially decent money and a whole lot of points and miles out of it as well. So that's why it's so appealing to quite a few of us. In terms of the best place to actually go about doing that, it feels like Texas has is kind of like has the sweet spot of a lot of different things. So quite a few cities there have Kroger stores or stores that are owned by Kroger. There's quite a few like Albertsons, Safeway type stores, and they have gift card deals. There's HEB, which is a huge grocery yes. store chain there, and they have some absolutely amazing deals there, particularly around Thanksgiving kind of time, but throughout the year they have some really good ones. Brookshire Brothers, I think, is there, or Brookshire, I don't know how they pronounce it, down there.
And you mean great deals for gift cards for this kind of yes. thing, not just, you know, your groceries, your Thanksgiving groceries.
Yes. yeah. And so those are just some like fantastic things. And so, and they, all those stores seem to be spread all over the state. So in theory, that would be a good place to be located if you're wanting to get into the gift card reselling world, because you can make some decent money down there. Another good place is Cincinnati, and it might be the kind of wider Ohio area, but Cincinnati in particular, because it's home to Kroger and that's where the headquarters is, they have so many Kroger stores there. You also have quite a few Meijer grocery stores, which they're based up in Michigan mainly, but they've expanded outside of Michigan. And so Cincinnati has a few stores there, and they have some really good gift card deals throughout the year too. So those are kind of like two of the sweet spots that I found while we've been traveling around.
Nice. I happen to have lived in Ohio and Texas before, but I never, to my recollection, took advantage of any of these. Nice. I mean, not,
shame on you.
Not at least purposely. I know I shouldn't admit that on this show. Okay. So that gives us a lot of detail about the earning side, buying gift cards at these different grocery stores. But what about when it comes time to book your ticket? Are Ohio, are Cincinnati and Texas also good destinations for award booking, or not so much?
For your kind of sweet spot on the redemption side would probably be on the East Coast, particularly the Northeast, where you've got Newark in New Jersey, you've got JFK and LaGuardia in New York, you've got Boston, and then heading further south as well, then you've got Washington, D.C., you've got Philly, you've got Miami, and so you'll find quite a few different airlines flying out of those, and that will help you optimize your opportunities to be able to book award flights. Those don't necessarily tie up with the best places to earn miles. But right. the other thing to consider is that it's generally not too hard to find flights that go to New York and things like that, which is why we'll often talk about finding positioning flights and things like that, just because we're certainly not going to be basing our location based solely on, okay, where would good award availability overseas be, just right. because we can be fairly flexible and fly to wherever, just because like we could fly to Chicago or Detroit or something like that too, if we needed to.
Yeah. So New York stands out for the airport, but you can get to New York if you've got a decent exactly. airport wherever you're at. So then last question here. I'm curious, how much is all of this actually contributing to your real decision? Like, are you actually going to end up in Cincinnati, or at the end of the day, are you looking at, you know, I don't know, other real life factors instead?
So Cincinnati's certainly up there. We just spent a couple of days there. We have good friends there. And so we love an excuse to go see them yeah. there and eat some Skyline chili. But also we ended up spending an afternoon just driving around all the different neighborhoods based on a bunch of properties that I'd found on Zillow, just to kind of get a feel for where we would like to live. And it seems like Northside in Cincinnati seems to be kind of a place that's a bit more of our vibe and things like that, and so that's kind of what we'd be looking for, more just for the general quality of life, because it has kind of a walkable downtown area with bars and stores and restaurants and things like that that we would like. So yeah, if we could find somewhere that would be walkable, that would be excellent. Another place that I'm interested in is St. Louis. I really liked it there when we visited last year. They have some cool looking loft apartments downtown that are really close to the Arch.
Nice.
And they have like, again, a whole bunch of kind of like nightlife and things like that. And it's not like we're big party animals, but growing up in the UK, I'm just kind of used to being within walking distance
sure.
of things that I'd want to do where we live. And we lived there for 5 years after we got married. My wife's American, and she kind of really appreciated that too. So if we could find somewhere like yeah. that where we can just wander down the road to our local or something like that, it would be nice.
But does that tick the grocery store requirements?
Well, Cincinnati meets grocery store requirements. St. Louis does to an extent too, because they're starting to get some Maya stores there. They have Family Fair and Schnucks and things like that. Another place we've been looking at is the Finger Lakes region. We just absolutely loved it there when we visited last summer. So beautiful, excellent hiking, wineries, so many waterfalls and things like that. So yeah, the quality of life up there would be good. And it's pretty low cost to live in too. Downside with that is there aren't really any kind of stores where there would be gift card deals. So
darn
I'd
it.
Be forgotten from that. But would I care if I'm like out seeing like waterfalls right. every day, you know, mm-hmm. like going to a
would
winery
you care?
Or something like that. So that would be another thing to consider. And then another one that's, I guess, kind of like near and dear to Cavi is West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a possibility that 40% of the frequent miler team might end up in West Virginia.
Yes, this is what I'm rooting for.
Year. So in case you aren't aware, Carrie and her husband, they moved to West Virginia as part of the Ascend program. And that's where they pay digital nomads to move there. So that way you're not taking any jobs away from people living in West Virginia, but you're contributing to the local economy, contributing to the community, paying tax there and things like that. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone. So that's something that my wife and I are looking into because we're both, we both work online. And so we'd have that kind of flexibility to do that. And
I'm really rooting for it.
I'm sorry?
I'm really rooting for it. I'm trying to get you guys here.
So we actually visited Carrie and Drew overnight. Like we stayed down there just for a quick overnight stay, just to check it out and see if it was somewhere we liked, and we did really enjoy it there. The other location in West Virginia we're interested in is Morgantown. That's a college town. It's kind of a bit more vibrant than Lewisburg and certainly more busy.
Bigger city for
but
sure.
Lewisburg was a really nice, enjoyable place just to hang out. Again, that's somewhere that's kind of like walkable and things like that. So that was nice.
We do have a Kroger also.
Yes, they have a Kroger. They have a Walmart, which could be useful too. Whereas Morgantown, they have a few Kroger stores. They got a Giant Eagle that sometimes has good gift card deals too. So I would, on the gift card side of things, Morgantown is beneficial. Property wise, there's a lot more available in Morgantown just because it's a much larger city and things like that.
Better airport positioning too.
And good airport positioning, or relative to Lewisburg anyway.
Sure.
So Morgantown is about an hour and a half's drive away from Pittsburgh, which isn't necessarily ideal in terms of having a longish drive like that, but it's certainly a shorter drive than we'd have if we were living in Lewisburg, I think, to get to a major airport. So
yeah, we have kind of
the... like Morgantown's like high on our potential list of places to live to.
So then last point, all of these options, even if you end up in Lewisburg as my neighbor, still easier than trying to do the gift card purchasing and reselling from Nomad Life, right? It's got to be easier than that.
Yeah, so I guess it depends on how motivated you are to do it. And so like in theory, it could have been good for me on the road trip just because we've been moving around. So I could have been like going to all these different grocery stores, have all these different opportunities and things
That's
like that.
Point.
However, because we're moving all the time and because I'm like researching where we're going to be staying next or and like what to do there, then we're kind of wanting to just be where we are and the kind of experience it. And so don't end up having a whole bunch of time to be driving around all the local grocery stores just to take advantage of all these deals. So it'll be nice being settled somewhere because then I'll have more time on my hands to be able to do that kind of activity, which will be useful.
Yeah Good. Well, I'm rooting for you to end up here in West Virginia, but you know, maybe we need a few more. Maybe we need a Schnuck and an HEB.
Yes. Which is and a Buc-ee's. Happen, I guess. They don't have gift card deals, but Buc-ee's.
I see more and more Buc-ee's around.
Too.
Yeah. Do you know where the furthest Buc-ee's is from Texas?
They have one. I think. I don't know how far west, but certainly east-wise, then there's one in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah,
we stopped there recently. There's one in Florence, South Carolina. They have like at least one or two in Alabama.
I didn't know that. Stuff.
So yeah, they're spreading out a little bit more now.
Wow, that's crazy. I just think of it as a Texas thing. Well,
yeah, and in case anyone isn't familiar with Buc-ee's, it's going to sound weird. It's a gas station, but it's an experience to behold. It's they have world famous clean bathrooms. And I can attest to
no
the fact
joke,
that it's
like,
world famous because we found out about them when we were in
legit.
Australia. So there was someone on our like tour who was from Texas, and she said, when you go to Texas on the road trip, you need to check out Buc-ee's. And she explained why. But they, like, the gas station area is absolutely enormous. They have great beaver nuggets, which is like caramel. I don't know, is it like caramel? It's not caramel popcorn, but
it's like a
that
nut
kind of
clustered thing, right?
Yeah. They have surprisingly good food for being a gas station, but it's not a gas station really. It's like
No.
Walmart meets Target meets a gas station.
Disney.
I don't even know, but like, yeah. You have
Right, it's
to go to a Buc-ee's if you ever find yourself near one.
Totally. Yeah. Yep. But now we've got Buc-ee's more places. Did not know that. Worthwhile coffee break, if only to learn that. Well, thank you, Stephen. I think we're getting close to our time limit, so I'm going to let you go. And don't forget to visit frequentmiler.com/subscribe if you want to follow the rest of our content, get notifications about new posts. You can also like this video on YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube if you haven't already. That will give you notices of our Ask Us Anything Live, for instance. Am I forgetting anything? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Click the timestamps in the description if you want to get to a specific part of this episode. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you later.